Blog Talk Radio.
Girl,
hey, it's the Adam Music Thing.
You'll be your woman soon.
Love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl, and all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be your woman soon. Please come take my hand. Girl, you'll be your a man.
I've been misunderstood for all of my life, but with the same girl just cuts like a knife.
The boy's no good.
Well, I finally found what I've been looking for, but if they get the chance, they'll end it for sure.
Sure they won. Baby, I've done all I could. It's up to you, girl. Come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon you'll need a
What's the exact title of that song?
Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
You'll be a woman. That was Neil Leslie Diamond. I would have bet when I went researching this guy to learn a little bit more about him, I would have sworn this is not this guy's real name. This is made up. This is great stage name. No, that's his real name. Neil Leslie Diamond, born January 24th, 1941. The dude has sold over 100 million records. 100 million. That's enough to fill up a baseball stadium. Sure, that's ridiculous. He started his career in 1962 to present, although 3 years ago he announced he has Parkinson's disease and he will no longer tour. He had to quit the tour that he was on at the time. But it doesn't say that he has stopped recording. He's been noted, he was asked about retiring. He said, well, somebody bigger than me gave me this talent, and I haven't heard from him. So, well, anyway, I said that so poorly. Yeah, he's talking about Gort, about God giving him the talent and he'll be able to share it his whole life. The guy seems to be very humble for us, so successful. It's hard for a guy that like that to fall in, not fall into the elite. But we'll follow up a little more on. We've got plenty of Neil Diamond songs, and we've got some poetry to read. Along with me is my little sister, my best friend. She does all the heavy work in the back, so I think I feel a little pretty. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hey, Hatter.
Yeah, I'm sort of excited about playing Neil. Hear these old songs and get very nostalgic. My sister played that one album over and over and over and over. When Crack with Rosie and Kentucky Woman and yeah, all right, good songs.
Yeah, well, we can jump into it. Let me just say on that one real quick, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon is a song he wrote and recorded it on Bang Records, and it reached number 10 in the U.S. pop singles chart in 1967. The song enjoyed a second life when it appeared in the 1994 film Pulp Fiction soundtrack, performed by the rock band Urge Overkill. Other versions have been recorded by Cliff Richard, Jackie Edwards, the Bidu Orchestra, and 16 Volt. In 1992, Urge Overkill recorded it, and their LP, this version is the one that was in Quentin Tarantino's movie, and it was reissued as a single. This version achieved some chart success both domestically and internationally. The song also featured in the second episode of the cult UK series, Misfit. Back to you.
Yeah, Neil Diamond's probably is considered U.S. royalty, although he's Canadian. I just sort of look at it as the prince of music for a lot of my life. His album constantly played in your household, Jeb, at all? Did your parents play that?
Yeah, when I was looking for songs to add, I was shocked to realize that I knew 26 of them at the very least. And my dad had two sisters, and all of us like music. So no matter what kind of event was going on, it didn't have to just be a wedding. There was always music, even if we were just sitting in my aunt and uncle's dining room over in Philly. They had, at the time, a fancy console stereo, and you could spin the 45s on there, and I would get to be DJ and just keep changing these songs, and then it was such a kick to watch my drunk family singing. So, anyway.
A fancy stereo. You mean the speakers were able to be split apart?
Well, no. This was a beautiful cherry wood console, and
I'm
the
kidding.
Top slid open, and on one side you could play 8 tracks and the radio,
and on
the other side you could play the turntable, and then in the middle there was like a compartment, and the fancier bottles of alcohol were in there.
Yeah.
So you pull out the alcohol.
Yeah, they were called hi-fis. Back in the day, solid state. They were solid state, and with a good needle. Sound beautiful. I wasn't dissident at all. This is from a household whose mom and dad danced on Bandstand. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Bandstand.
Yep. Yep, my teen mama and daddy.
I'm going to hit one bit of trivia to bring him down just a notch, make sure he was just as human as the rest of us. He was forced to pay $150 million to former wife Marsha Murphy in a divorce settlement. Mm-mm-mm. And I bet she can't carry a note. But it still holds the record as the most expensive divorce in history. I think that's been changed recently, along with that Bezos.
Okay.
What we got? Yeah. How many do we have to read? Five.
we have like 5 or 6 poems and we have 26 songs. So I thought if we did a little bit in between, like save some of the trivia and we'll keep spreading it through the show. And like right now, yeah. I guess we'll just jump on them alphabetically, which means the next song is called America, a song written originally recorded by Neil Diamond, released in 1980 on the soundtrack album of Diamond's film, The Jazz Singer. The song was a hit single in the U.S. in 1981, reaching number 8 on the Billboard Top 100 and was Diamond's 6th number 1 in the Adult Contemporary chart. Billboard also rated it the number 62 pop single overall in 1981, although the single version was a studio recording overdubs of the crowd cheering, stimulate the feel of live performance. The song has sold 640 downloads in the United States since Nielsen started tracking those types of sales. Wow. And this is Neil Diamond's America. Figure I'll stop them around 2 minutes. That way we can fit them all in. Back to you.
I would like to share some lyrics of one of Neil's songs. And when you figure out what it is, keep it to yourself. Now, I'm sure it's going to be very obvious, but they're worth reading. Lyrics start like this. L.A.'s fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow, the rents are low, but you know I keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. L.A.'s fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am, I said, to no one there. And no one heard at all. Not even the chair I am, I cried. I am, I said I. And I have lost and can't even say why. Even me, lonely still, did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few of the changes that talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside and I've tried. But it won't let me go. I am not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am, I said. It's beautiful.
Awesome lyrics, yeah. Wow. It says it was recorded as a single on March 15, 1971, and was quite successful, at first slowly climbing the charts, then more quickly rising to number 4 on the U.S. pop singles in May 71. It shared similarity across the Atlantic, reaching number 4 on the U.K. pop charts as well. And he said that it was one of his most intensely personal efforts, that it was a conscious attempt on his part to express what dreams were about, what my aspirations were about, and what I was about. And without question, it came from my sessions with an analyst. In the same month, he told Q that the song was written to find himself and added, "It's a tough thing for me to gather myself after singing that song." But Diamond has given another inspiration for the song, an unsuccessful tryout for a movie about the life and death of the comedian Lenny Bruce. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he was born in Brooklyn, New York. Those were home. Those were roots, and everything was happening in L.A. He had to get there. That must, you know, it was harder for some than others, I guess. But what are you gonna do, Neil Diamond?
Most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. It's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. My cries, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. Leaving me lonely still, did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one?
Awesome song.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I didn't know the part about him having to pull himself together after singing it. You know, it's an important song to him if it chokes him up every time, you know?
I saw the last time I saw him, he was playing, I think he was playing in the park. I don't know what park. Could have been Central Park, could have been Kaminsky Park, I don't know. But it was even mentioned that he can't quite hit them beautiful high in that high register the way he did so beautifully when he was young. Still good, still knocking out of the park. But yeah, he's not, if you look up some of his early tape, early recordings, the dude can rock and roll. I mean, he just can. And I noticed too, there's a lot more, sort of like Simon and Garfunkel, there's a lot more background, a lot more music, a lot more depth to the actual songs nowadays. You know, everybody plays with a symphony now. You know, every classic song has been redone with a symphony behind it. Philharmonic, and it always adds to it. And I noticed that with Neil Diamond's, the band that used to be, you know, three other guys, maybe a fourth other guy, that tambourine player. It's now 106 people sitting in the pit, right? I always thought that was excellent. And, you know, and anybody trying to cover Neil Diamond took a chance. Because there's not a whole lot you can be, it's sort of like a McCartney song. You got to be real, real careful doing that. Wouldn't you say, Deborah?
Absolutely. There's a classic. There's certain people that we always say you should never do. And then sometimes somebody covers it and it's like, weren't we wrong? So I guess it just depends on the singer, you know?
Yeah, it's sort of like when the contestant on America's Got Talent or American Idol or whatever announces what song they're going to play, and the look on the judges' faces at that moment, like,
right? You sure about that? You know, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, that'll tell you. And you're right. I remember the last time I did it, it was Australia's Got X Factor. As the X Factor in Australia. And the first contestant of that season, number one, was this like a Filipino girl. She said she's going to sing Yesterday by Paul McCartney, the Beatles. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, she knocked it out of the park. She was one that got a standing ovation halfway through the song. And the whole time she's singing it, she's getting a standing ovation. Excellent.
Wow.
If you put Yesterday cover, it'll pop up on YouTube, and she's just sort of a tall Filipino girl. You'll find it. It's worth listening to. Move me away.
Cool.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, I thought what we could do now is sort of tie them together a little. For example, the first poem we'll do tonight is on his song called If You Know What I Mean. If You Know What I Mean is from his track in 1976, Beautiful Noise, and was the third number one on Easy Listening chart, where it spent 2 weeks. If You Know What I Mean went to number one for two non-consecutive weeks and peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. In Canada, the song reached number 19 on the pop singles chart and hit number one on the adult contemporary chart. You Know What I Mean is described as a powerful ballad, stating that Neil Diamond sings with more emotion than he had in the recent past, and also praising Robbie Robertson's productions. Cashbox said that the song has a couple of diverse yet distinctive musical moods, and that the chorus, underscored by the first-class string section, builds the song to an emotional peak. And
He's got that, God-given talent. He's got that God-given talent of just making everything larger. He was known as the Italian Elvis. Is that it? Italian?
Not sure, but we'll play the song first, and then we'll share the poem that was inspired. So let's go. If you know what I mean,
okay.
Neil Diamond.
When the night returns, just like a friend. When the evening comes to set me free. When the quiet hours that wait beyond the day make peaceful sounds in me. Took a drag from my last cigarette. Took a drink from a glass of old wine.
close my eyes and I could make it real and feel it one more time. Can you hear it, babe? Can you hear it, babe? From another time, from another place. Do you remember it, babe?
It just hurts when you do that.
Stop the song. I'm sorry. We got to fit them in, though. He has so many amazing ones. And this poem was written by Kay. And that song is her prompt. Here we go.
The Truth of a Misfit Society by Kay. Is sleep stability, sanity, money? Sleep is a peace and love that offers healing against the blights. Explanation is a chief of chefs offering assistance to mind. Wealth, being idle prey to and possession. Motivation is a stacking of cards that is your wills. Testament of doing or failing. Silence a noise, as it won't go far. Tranquility of hibernation from the world and its chill of grievance. Knowledgeable conscience and tranquility, worshipped over state of mind. As a distance between life and death, what it's prescribed to, as a boxwood quest of reality, as awakening and growing or failing and never doing, as the illusion of state of falling, never to wake, and boom.
Well, is sleep stability, sanity, money? Talk about some big questions right off the bat, you know. Sleep is the peace and love that offers healing against the plates. Explanation is the chief chef's offering assistance to mind. Way cool. Knowledgeable conscience is a tranquility worshipped over state of mind and the distance between life and death. Holy cow, how knowledgeable conscience is tranquility worshipped over state of mind. Damn, that's saying something. And then at the end, is it the illusion, a state of falling, never to wake? It's like, bam, smacked by the ending. This is really, really hard hitting. And I put, the impact of your words is palpable and the attitude is fabulous. I still think so.
I have a hard time coming, bringing the words up to measure. She writes so deeply and moving that it's like I don't have a first place to grab onto. She's just sinking my ship. That's a good thing. That was a compliment.
Powerful, huh?
I didn't do that. It is. It's like I can't put my finger on it, but I find it very difficult to put in words what I walk away with when I read her poems. I think she's morphed into the next poem existence.
No, I know. Her metaphors are off the hook. Nobody writes them like she does, and it blows me away to how often I say, man, I wish I wrote that. I mean, sometimes I'm just overwhelmed by one sentence because she packs so much. But
I'll grab something and go, okay, I'm with her. I know what she's saying. And then, boom, it's like I've lost her.
Yeah.
So now I'm just a – along for the ride.
Yeah, I think she does that to get us to go back and read it again. Smart girl.
And then read it again.
Yeah, right.
If you can make somebody reread, you can make somebody reread your reread your stuff, you've pretty much succeeded. So there's Kay, show it off again. Thank you, Kay.
Right, great, bye-bye. Yeah. And you get something different each time too, so it's like pretty cool. All right, now the next one. I'm just doing the topic board in order as they are, and then we'll know how many songs were left. Now this one is actually mine. And it's from a B-side. And personally, I found it.
Let me guess. B-side.
Okay.
Here I Am, I Said. Oh, the B-side to an album? Or? Huh?
I Am, I Said.
I know, but it was released as a single. So there's got to be a B-side to that 45. That's how that was done back then, Deb.
Well,
no...
the song. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I think. Okay, it was. I misread that. It was released as a 45, and the B side of it was Porcupine Pie, which I've never heard of.
Okay.
I just misunderstood what I was reading. That's all. But the next song that we are going to play by Mr. Neil Simon is Play Me. It's a 1972 song. Yes. From his album Moods. The song, the first single from Moods, was recorded in February 72 in Los Angeles. It was released as a single in May 72 and peaked at 11 in the U.S. in September of that year. It was listed by Billboard as number 27 of his best 30 songs. The catchy pop rock song is a medium tempo waltz performed in three-quarter time at a standard tempo of 102 BPM. Play Me features broken chords played on the acoustic guitar courtesy of Diamond's longtime collaborator, Richard Bennett. And this, again, is the song that I wrote to, and I have to go down to here, and it's actually one of my favorites by him, and I'm trying to remember if it was something that my dad listened to or my aunts, but I can picture my dad sang a lot in the car when we went places, and I can literally picture him singing this, so that's an extra added bonus. I think I might cry, but here comes the song.
She was morning and I was nighttime. I one day woke up to find her lying beside my bed. I softly said, come take me, for I've been lonely. Someone, as though I'd done someone wrong somewhere, but I don't know where. I don't know where. Come lately, you are the sun, I am the moon. You are the words, I am the tune. Play me. Song she sang to me, song she brang to me, words that rang in me, rhyme that sprang from me, warm the night. And what was right became me. You are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am the tune, flame.
Man, I hated turning that one off.
Yeah, that was off the the Glen Rosie album, Sweet Caroline. Was it?
I don't know. I
remember
that.
my sister playing that.
Yeah. I'm not on that page anymore. I read what I had up there on it. But, like I said, this is the one I wrote to. And I took my title from the song. The title is You Are the Sun, I Am the Moon, Play Me. Slightly sensual. But here we go. Writing this song in moist watercolors, the symphony on parchment is mine. Neon notes stripe the page. Sing the song center stage as tangerine and periwinkle shine. Fingertips tickle the chords and stroke keys. They strum, plucking heartstrings too. And the pictures that march in my brain as curves arch. Flash Dakotachrome snapshots in view. You whisper the bridge, then the chorus, sliding palms on the flesh as voice plays. Breathe spice bus cologne from arousal homegrown, marking signatures on the naked displays. Now stiffen that staff, thrusting pitches, scale the clefts, tapping treble and bass. Pound out the tune, sailing pulse to the moon. Orchestrating the climax wrapped in my embrace, commanding the grin that you leave on my face. You are the words. I am the tune. Play me.
Deep, man. So right off the bat, I got to ask you. Writing this song in moist watercolors, is that like not enough water? Difficult painting, or what are you saying? Moist watercolors, it's not quite wet enough?
I cannot answer that question in a PG-13 setting.
Oh, I don't see thrust on here. Sing the song center stage. Periwinkle shine. Yeah, you must have felt this one, huh, Deb?
It's just a beautiful, beautiful poem. And then he sang it.
It is.
And it's just, like, I put a few of the words on the board there where he said, song she sang to me, song she brings to me, words that rang in me, rhyme that sprang from me, warmed the night. And what was night became me.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's how I like this song sung blue.
Really, really gorgeous song. Okay, now let me see what the next poem was submitted by Stephen. And the song that he wrote to is Tired of Being Alone. And let's see, I believe I had a hard time trying to find something that they wrote about this.
Give me what song it's to, or does it say?
Well, no, like usually each one has information I can find on like Wikipedia or sites like that. And when I look up the Tired of Being Alone, this particular song by him, I don't really find a whole lot to say. So saying that, I was wondering if instead you might share a little bit of more of the information you have on Neil Diamond, and then I will play the song and Stephen's poem. Is that cool?
Okay.
Do you have more, or should I read
them? Yeah. No. Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, cool.
I was looking at, let me find it here, how many Well, first off, what I didn't know was the jazz singer was about him. And he started it. Based on his life. I didn't know that. I thought it was like a, Holiday, you know, the singer, you know, the old singer, Billie Holiday. Thank you very much. You're welcome. I read that it was basically based on his life. Inner struggles of an artist, you know. What comes to mind is Janis Joplin was the same way. She came from the Bible Belt, and she was in the choir, you know, singing biblical music. When she went and made it on the West Coast and tried to go home, she was basically shunned by her family and friends. I thought that was sad. But that's sort of, you know, you never know what an artist goes through. And I was wrong. It wasn't the Italian Elvis. It was the Jewish Elvis that steal diamond. Okay, I got the trivia now. There's another piece here. Oh, look at how much he's worth. What would you guess off the bat? I would say I've seen the list of the richest singers, musicians, and I don't remember him being really high up on the list. And that high means way too much money. I would say he's worth $200 million.
And did you find the answer?
That's what I'm trying to do now. I can't see the top and peck at the same time. I'm pecking at this phone.
Well, what was your number?
Hold on, I got it. I got it.
I'm way wrong.
$300 million.
Yeah.
$300 million.
Nearly 100% wrong. Over my, very cool. He made a lot of amazing songs. It's not surprising. It's just
Go ahead.
All right, the song that I forgot already that Stephen wrote to.
Did you say it out loud?
Yep.
Okay.
Crap.
The one I picked up. Oh, that was your verse. I heard a lot of song sung blue in yours.
I'm tired of being alone. It's a song that Stephen wrote his poem to, and let's play that. Right.
Oh, am I done? I just got to my page. Okay. I can wait. We got to pick a song and play it all the way through, though. One of them.
Okay. All right. I don't understand what's wrong, but that song is gone from the studio. So tell me that makes no sense whatsoever. So let's just listen to the amazing poem that Stephen wrote in honor of Mr. Neil Diamond. And it's on the board header if you want to click it, and I will push Stephen's right now.
Among the Company of Dust by Stephen 76. Her old face peered through frosted window pane. Creased wrinkles from smiles, smiled years ago, now riverbeds for eye corner ebbs. Snowflakes tapped the glass, echoing the elm branch crackling beneath the hearth, mocking the empty cast iron kettle hanging latently from the crumbling mantle. Stuffed turkey wishes and mashed potato penchants will be no more than a layer of dust coating the unfinished dining table, like the quickening snow covering the ground. As poorhouse preachings of feebleness ring through her failing ears, a whimper escapes her trembling pursed lips. She She watches the gray sky, awaiting a break in the squall, allowing the sun to shine on her one more time, basting her with Thanksgiving hugs that long since lay 2 yards beneath the soil. End poem.
Yeah, I knew this is to grandma and grandpa's, I think. The cast iron kettle hanging is a giveaway. I love the way somebody that lives in a snow boat gently describes the snow, because he probably, when it snows, he's cursing the whole time because of his little snowblower. Stuffed turkey, wishes, mashed potatoes. Okay, I'm going to ask a stupid question. Penn Chance. Is that fixins? Stuffed turkey, wishes, and mashed potato, Penn Chance? Probably he's that fancy chef talk he does, yeah.
I thought it was just like out of habit.
Could be. Yeah, I got it wrong.
Again, stuffed turkey wishes and mashed potato pensions. And if you look up pensions, it says a strong or habitual liking for something or a tendency to do something.
Okay.
A strong and continued inclination. So it's something they always did, I think. But the next stanza after that one is pretty powerful. As poorhouse preachings and feebleness ring through her failing ears, a whimper escapes her trembling, pursed lips. That little three-line stanza there is just so sad. I mean, you can literally, I can picture the lip trembling and probably turning purple from the cold of the photo up there, because it keeps popping back into my mind. And it goes further. She watches the gray sky, awaiting a break in the squall. It's a vicious storm there, and both basting her with Thanksgiving hugs. I love that line, basting her with Thanksgiving hugs. That lay 2 yards beneath the soil. But, man, this is pretty powerful stuff. Kind of sad, especially that 1 3-line stanza.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys all live in the snow. Come to California. Jeez. Or Arizona. Go to Arizona. I'll come to California.
Well, we get snow, and we get sunshine, and we get fall for 5 minutes, and we get spring
for
10 minutes.
How long does the snow stay on the ground where you are?
It depends. Sometimes it's melted the next day. Sometimes it's a few days, and if we get beat,
so you don't have 12-foot snow drifts.
Well, you don't go by the drifts, really. If you, there's places all over where they have a stick, and I remember the last really bad one was I want to say 4 foot, something like that. It was horrible, but yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
Yeah, I'm not too far from Sierra Nevada's up in Tahoe, Truckee. They have sometimes some winters are just huge snow drifts, just keep the burrs. And I got caught in two whiteouts, and one was bad. I was the last one over the pass. Yeah, couldn't see the road.
The snow was so deep that year, and we had let my daughter, the one you spoke to, Christina, we had let her sleep over one of her girlfriend's house, and we were trying to get to her to bring her home, because You know, it was supposed to be so bad that we knew we'd be snowed in for a couple days. And we got almost there, and we just couldn't get any further down the street. And it was, I mean, it was terrible. It was, yeah. Anyway, we're not going to fit the songs in if I do that. So how about if I tell you that the song that was written for was written by Gerald, and he wrote to the song Holly Holy. And Neil Diamond recorded this with instrumental backing provided by the American Sound Studio House Band in Memphis. Released as a single, October 13, 1969, is a successful follow-on to Sweet Caroline, reaching number 6 on the U.S. pop singles chart by December. The song also reached number 5 on the Easy Listening chart and became a gold record, and then eventually a platinum record. A work with a spiritual focus, Holly Holy was influenced by gospel music and was Diamond's favorite of the songs he had written up to that point. Ah, very interesting. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think this is a very, I don't think this is a very long one. Maybe play this one closer. I don't think it's a long song.
It is how many minutes here, Mr. Neil Diamond? There it is. It is. No, it's actually almost a 5-minute song. So here comes our 2 minutes. Recording. Let's say hey to Sweet. Hey, Sweet Pea.
Hey, darling.
Sweet.
Good to hear you both, darling. You're just in time to hear Gerald. He wrote, inspired by Holly Holy. Here we go.
Holly Holy, written and read by Gerald Green. I found the one with holy eyes revealing purity of soul, honesty of heart. She moves with grace, a dancer on the floor of evil, wearing white where all is black, an angel sent from heaven. With ease she reaches out with kindness, changes what cannot be changed, sings a song of mercy, takes the thoughtless by the hand. I found the one. Her name is Holly, and she doesn't know my dream. Come to me, and taste the nectar, taste the freedom we can bring. Power comes, and power changes. Power moves, and power dares. Follow where I take you, Holly. Join my journey through the forest. Embrace my world. Believe with me. Let us face the wind alone. Be a shepherd on the hillside. Hold a staff and gather in. I found the one. She sings the music. Song of songs is in her heart. Words of love spread out before her, melting anger with her presence. Louder still, I cannot hear you. Sing it strong among the trees. Let the music soothe and hasten. Bring the heartless unto me. Lovely Holly, sing your music. Sing again and dream of me. Hold my hand. Release your feelings. Join this band and feel this rhythm. I found the one. Her name is Holly Holy, angel of tomorrow's light. Blessing to the undeserving, soothing oceans, angry waves. We together will accomplish, change impossibilities. Let the sun reveal our travels. Let us fly among the eagles. Holly Holy, touch the child. Hold her closely to your breast. Let your heart be shared with sadness. Lift with joy what needs your love. I found the one.
How romantic, how, wow.
Yeah, I thought it was. I found the one with holy eyes.
And repeating that, I found the one really is perfect. It's like he gives us a little, and then I found the one, and he gives us more, and I found the one, and he drives it home, and the love is like palpable, and wow, she moves with grace.
I'm wondering if
the floor of evil, wearing white, where all is black, an angel sent from heaven. All kinds of contrast. Really, really awesome. Oh, and on a side note, you guys, I happen to have heard from Gerald that he started a YouTube channel, and he's recording his stuff and keeping the collection there. So when you need to hear him, just ask him for his YouTube. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it sure feels like he's in describing, writing to the song, if he's able to reach into a personal part of his life where he was able to, you know, tap into to write certain parts of this, if you know what I'm trying to support and say. Because it is romantic. Power comes from power changes, power moves, power dares. a little more to it. Sweet. Well,
yes. I felt like I was like at a revival movie, real under the tent, Southern. Come on, this is how I feel. This is the spirit of love. I mean, just his ebb and flow of storytelling, just on a deep journey of you know, his this is how I feel. Come sing to me. Bring the music. It was just that of what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just really felt that.
It's sort of like in celebration of finding what he was in search of. Nicely done, Joe.
I agree. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic call. All right, well, Hatter, the next song that we will be listening to is actually a duet that he sang with Barbara Streisand. It's called You Don't Bring Me Flowers, and it happens to be the poem tribute that our suite wrote. You Don't Bring Me Flowers is a song written by Neil Diamond with Alan and Marilyn Bergman for the ill-fated daily TV sitcom All That Glitters. The song was intended to be the theme song, but Norman Lear, the song's creator, changed the concept of the show so the song was no longer appropriate. Diamond then expanded the track from 45 seconds to 3 minutes and 17 seconds, adding instrumental sections and an additional verse. The Bergmans contribute to the song's lyrics, which tell the story of two lovers who have drifted apart while they go through the motions and heartache of life together in 76. Diamond released the album I'm Glad You're Here With Me Tonight, which included the track You Don't Bring Me Flowers in the solo. And in 1978, Barbara Streisand covered the song on her album Songbird. These recordings were spliced together by different radio stations, creating an unofficial duet. Wow, I didn't know that. The success of which led to the studio bringing them together for an official duet recording, which reached number one on the Billboard Top 100 chart. And again, this is called You Don't Bring Me Flowers, and it is a duet with the one and only Barbara Streisand. Here we go.
You don't bring me flowers, you don't sing me love songs,
you hardly talk to me anymore when I come through the door at the end of the day.
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me, you used to hate to leave.
Feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
It used to be so natural. Talk about forever. What used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry. So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye?
How to tell you goodbye?
Streisand fan, are you?
They just, they contrast in their voice sometimes, and the similarities others just, there's just such a romantic, beautiful feel to the song, that's all. It just, but pushing that button and also means we get to listen to Sweet Reed. Take us away, Sweet.
Yeah.
That song makes me cry. It's one of my favorites, and I know you can know by me. This is Garden of Weeds. Purple tulips stop smiling in the morning rain, and the notes in the blue jay song turn south as rose petals scattered in the arc of the storm. Window dressings as he loves me, gazes up all the way. Where dinner bluebells ring in laughter, tales of daily things. Wildflower memories stirred under wishing dandelion blurs. Magnolia scents no linger on tomorrow's dreams. Ivy crawls between and chokes out her future possibilities. But in our garden of flowers, we pretend to see no weeds.
Mm-hmm. Only the good times, man. Only the good times.
That's what that means, right?
Go look at the weeds.
Yeah. Love songs. Blue Jay.
You know what's funny? At first, because you break up a little bit. I heard purple tulips stop smelling me in the morning. Like, what? No, smiling. Okay, got it.
Yes. That would make a better love song than... Yes, totally. Make it a much happier love song, too, yes.
And the worst part is... I was just about to say, when it was my turn, I was going to say that purple tulips stop smiling in the morning rain is so powerfully sad, and then you turned it into making me giggle. But I mean, just really look at those first three lines, Hatter. Purple tulip stops smiling in the morning rain, and the notes in the blue jay song turn sour as red rose petals shatter in the arc of the storm. She just slams you with emotion in three lines, and I was awestruck there for a minute. And each line, window dressing of he loves me, daisies are all plucked away. No more he loves me, he loves me not. It's just, here I am. And at the end there, magnolia scents now linger on tomorrow's dreams. Ivy crawls between and chokes out future possibilities. Chokes out future possibilities. That pretty much says, like, you know, that's it. It's done.
Let that ivy get too wet.
Yeah.
Don't mind my house is a mess. Don't see the weeds. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, but that's the whole you don't bring me flowers too. I just, it's such a sad love song. You know.
Neither can leave.
Yeah, I will always bring you flowers.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to prove that I wrote one like that, a romantic one.
I don't know if Rosie's
actually
romantic.
No, I was talking about I wrote one that, with the title, I Will Always Bring You Flowers. I was just proving I could still write a romantic piece. For A.P. Taylor and Deborah, I had to show off.
What?
You and A.P. Taylor ran a contest, and it was a romantic, to write romantic, and then I had drifted far from that, so I entered the contest to prove I could still write a romantic piece. Hence, I wrote "I Will Always Be Your Flowers," and you gave me gold.
Well, how many years are you going back on that one, Hatter?
I don't know how many years is it. But...
A lot, I think. Geez.
Well, it's one of my only, pinnacle pieces. I won gold. I happen to writing it. I like reading it. And I like the way it turned out. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good thing.
So, where are we at on, are we almost?
We have songs left. We have Frank's and we have RS. I think I just put Frank's on the board, and let me push his recording.
And we got 45. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so here we go.
Okay, right.
There is a beauty that no one else can see except me, with a purity that only my eyes can know what it means. A truth that speaks of a woman setting my eager heart free. So real is this moment in time, like a film with its magical scenes. Love is a thing that few men will ever appreciate or know. When they have, it blossoms into a season of its own. For it will ultimately spread as it begins to flourish and grow, when I discover the priceless treasures that are shown. Love has many wonderful shades of colors I adore. This woman is the breath of my fresh dreams and delight. She tickles my senses as we walk gently upon the seashore, where we dance with the waves during the night. She sings like a morning bird in the garden of lovers. Her sweet songs are like the harmonies of the eternal bliss. As the clouds dance together when my joyous angel hovers above the intimate places of our secrets that I seem to miss. Her smile is my sun, her bright radiance, my midday rainbow. I could stare deep into her eyes and feel a warm touch. As I wait so patiently from the edge of my solitary window, she is always a woman to me that I need and I revere so much. Her name is a secret, her silence is no regret. Her heart is like gold, her courage is so bold. She is always a woman to me. Eres la luz de mi amanecer y la luna de mi anochecer. You are the light of my sunrise and the moon of my evening. She is always a woman to me. Oh, she is always a woman to me. in the poem.
Boy, that must have been click with we listed Neil Diamond tribute. This is written 10 months ago. And he's always a woman to be. Sweet, what'd you think? It tickles my senses.
First off, I'm here. You know, I have on Amadeus. I really like this.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't have some of Neil Diamond's tucked away? I like how he says her heart is like gold, her courage so bold. She's always a woman to me. I like how he placed that in throughout here. Just, you know, the celebration of a woman and her needs and who she is and just kind of mysterious to him. And yet she has all these great attributes. And, you know, she's always on that edge of mystery. And I really enjoyed that, how he put that in. So, and my favorite line is, with a purity that only my eyes can, you know, only his eyes can see her purity. Because, you know, he's got that little bit of smart ass, a little bit of flair, but he still sees that beauty and purity that she still has. So I thought this was a pretty good write. And there was no manacle laughter at the end of it, so that was really nice too.
Yeah, I always thought that line was sort of strange. Like, what else would she be? She can't revert back to a girl. You can't wish a girl always a woman. But it's very satisfying to the ears and very romantic to say they're always a woman. Okay. Thank you.
I think when Neil Diamond wrote it, it's kind of a difference between, like, she's not a mother, she's not the Madonna, she's not the slut, she's just kind of, you know, all of that rolled in, but to him, she's like the woman to him.
The woman.
You know, she's always the woman. Yeah.
Okay, I can dig that. Yeah. Yeah, see how cold and crass I've gotten in my old age. Can't even see the romantic in them. she's always a woman. Oh, shit.
Sorry, Deb, didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, you know, when is it? This is probably the sort of the most romantic thought I've had in a long time, so I'm going to go ahead and blur it out. When did you know... when your first love was usually puppy love, right? Consider that, whatever that happens. And you really didn't know if you were in love. You just had these new feelings for this person. When is it that you know you're truly in love? Is it the first infatuation? Or do you know? Do women know for sure? God, I'm in love with this dude. Or is it just something about him?
No, it's for sure. The man knows for sure. Right?
I don't think we do.
At least at the time, you said you're pretty damn sure.
I don't think we do.
I don't think I ever have.
Foresight. No, I know what you mean. I definitely knew when I remember where I was standing, what I was thinking, and who I was with the first time I saw my wife. It was freshman year, first day of school. She stood at the student store in an orange Levi jumpsuit. I told my buddies, someday I'm going to marry that woman. They laughed at me. Yeah, all right.
So, I have never had that feeling in my entire life.
Never had that feeling?
Nope.
What feelings do you have?
Yeah, all right.
He got a week. Oh my goodness!
No, I've never had.
You never have. Never swept off your feet?
No.
Love at first sight?
No. No.
Love at first sight?
No.
Ah.
Just a slow burn up?
Was it because you're the only girl in your family?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. With all those boys, all that?
I don't know. I guess maybe I heard all the bullshit from all the guys that I grew up with that I just went, yeah, okay, yeah, right. Uh-huh, sure.
Because you knew it was all bullshit.
Yeah.
Kill that of a guy's mouth. Okay. Boy.
On Frank's, I was looking at what I wrote. I said, this is beautiful and romantic, and the images are fantastic, and I hope that she gets to hear you read it. I like how he broke into anytime somebody breaks into another language, I think it's beautiful, and then you get jealous that you can feel yourself, you know. So I thought this was one of his more beautiful poems. Now, just to push a little bit, the last poem is for Cracklin' Rosie. And Cracklin' Rosie was recorded in 1970 with the instrumental backing by the Los Angeles session musicians from the Wrecking Crew. I believe you've spoken with them quite often. I knew you would like that. Including Hal Blaine on drums, Larry Netchel on keyboards, Joe Osborne on bass, Al Casey on guitar, Tony Tarrant on trumpet, and Gene Estes on percussion. Arranged by Don Randy, the song was included on Neil Diamond's album Taproot Manuscript in October 1970 and became Neil Diamond's first American number one hit with the Billboard Top 100s and his third to sell a million copies. It was a breakthrough single on the UK charts, reaching number three for 4 weeks in November and December. Billboard ranked this record his number 17 song of 1970, and it also reached number two in both the Australian single chart and the Irish single chart. Its performance was in New Zealand, where it stayed at number one for 5 weeks at the end of the year. The single version was released on Uni Records Mono with an album version from Taproot Manuscript on stereo. And without further ado, here comes Cracklin' Rosie.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rosie, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Last for an hour, that's all right, we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rosie, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on.
smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. I'm just a dream that don't ask no questions. Bye, 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 bye.
The poem that R.F. Morris sent in. I will push play. And here we go.
Redneck Barbie in a Ram four-wheel drive, at the bonfire for a night of beer drinking, lounging in the creek in a rebel flag bikini, she's the one laughing while the boat's sinking. Karen at McDonald's, not happy again, lose her people only a foot apart, barking like a dog in front of everyone, now off to take names at the Kmart. Redneck Barbie, double clutching, diesel smoke in the air a-pumping, fist raised high, one hand on the wheel, yelling yee-haw over the car she's jumping. Karen in left lane, doing 30, double masked, of course she is, Obama-Biden stickers plastered all over, she's married, but goes by Ms. Redneck Barbie in her muddy boots, baiting a hook like nobody's business, cleans that bass like a master chef. She saw the crime, but she's no witness. Karen's Facebook page states, quarantine, peeks out the door, all apprehensive, bitching about others while she's out driving, filling that phone with all she finds offensive. Redneck Barbie knows what she is. Karen is triggered if you call her a she. It's a wacky world out there today. Karen can't decide if they're she or he. Redneck Barbie dancing to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Her shirt proudly bowls Southern pride. She's the one loving life. Offended Karen or Redneck Barbie? You decide.
Redneck Barbie, stood rocks, yeah, dancing to Lynyrd Skynyrd. This is clever.
Oh, yeah, quarantine. It was.
Quarantine. Because he's a team player.
Oh, wow.
You don't suppose there is really one of the Barbies that is a redneck Barbie, do you?
No, there's no such thing as redneck Barbie, but there are some knockoffs that way. Oh, yeah.
I guess a lot of people believe that calling somebody a redneck is a derogatory statement.
To some. But everything.
I don't think so.
To somebody.
I don't think so.
I won't say who, but one of the poets that we hang with has a real issue with the phrase, but it is what it is.
Oh, I guess, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we'll discuss that at a different time. Stay at school. Redneck Barbie in her muddy boots. And Karen in the left lane doing 30, double masks, of course. She is one of Biden's ticket plastic all over. Goes by Miss. I heard a sweet crack up right there. Goes by Miss.
Yeah. And he won a silver award.
Crack up, and it's so different from him.
Yeah. I like his playful side. That's what I was thinking too.
I do.
See, if my girl can't double clutch, she'll belong on my truck.
I wrote in my comments that I wonder if the company will run with the idea.
And I like it because it's funny and
it reminds us to not get wrapped up in life. That you're so high strung that you can't laugh at something.
Right. He takes both characters and makes them the absolute, like, worst end. I mean, they're on the so far opposite. Like, you know, the worst of the worst characters. Like, Redneck Barbie is so redneck. And, you know, Offended Karen is so offended about everything. They're, you know, they're outrageous characters of the two ends of the spectrum. You know, God forbid we actually found a redneck Barbie that was that type of person or an offended Karen that was that type of person. And, you know, people don't see that, you know, in the creativity that he has, that's what he's doing, you know. And I love poets that can do that where, you know, you make characters that are so outrageous that they become funny and you can look at the world and go, oh, my God, what are we doing? And I really enjoyed that about this. She's married but goes by me.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, and this one is like fist raised high, one hand on the wheel, yelling hee-haw over the car she's jumping because that's what goes on every day. Yes, that's the perfect picture of the sow. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, I got Karen one day, I got Karen. This lady comes running up to me, screaming at me, tells me to stay there or don't move, screaming something, and she called the cops, they show up, walk over to me and go, what she talking about? I have no idea. Because she had a breakdown or something, but I stuck around just to figure out what the hell are you talking about.
What?
I didn't expect the sheriff to show up.
Right.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
I figured maybe I should not have stuck around. Maybe I should have stayed here. Anyway, this is clever. I love it. Yeah, Redneck Barbie compared the Karen to the Barbie, the Redneck Barbie.
So Hatter, the poem that you brought this gold winner was written in May 2017 for a show that AP and I hosted, and I put it on the board. And since we already heard the song, you don't have to wait for a song. So how about if you share that awesomeness with us? Because, like, I don't know if Sweet's ever heard it.
Okay, I have a little taste.
Yes, she has. She's heard it. But still.
Pictures awesome. I see. I got you. Okay. Yeah, this is one of my favorites. It's called I Will Always Bring You Flowers. I gave all that I have to see. I gave all that I have to see you smile. Those little things that had a price of nothing more than my time. I cannot seem to let go. There's something I think you should know, something I do. I still bring you flowers. Can you feel what it is that is real inside me? A world that kills the wills and pains by promising tomorrow's change. It is the only thing that remains the same. I miss you, and I will miss you more tomorrow. Did you happen to see that better part of what used to be me? I cannot seem to find it. I bring you flowers so you will find there was more than what was mine. You told me you had never dwelt away. I will always bring you flowers.
And I actually heard this once, and I said, I love your sweet soul. Yeah.
You love what?
I love your sweet soul.
Have my moments.
If you do, if you take notice in his comments, sweet, like I said to him, oh, my goodness, how to talk about yanking heartstrings. Amazing and sad and full of love. Wow. Thank you for writing for a contest. And he wrote, almost got a tear, ? In the summer of 2017, Hatter made it his mission to make all the girls cry. and this
well,
one
does.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if
that's a mission for you. It kind of happens natural.
it sort of was. It sort of was then. I mean, I think it was, I was having the epiphany in my writing that why am I always in the dark? I think I can be a little more versatile. So sort of a coming out party. Yeah, that's what it was, coming out party.
Right. Well, this one, Hatter, is only on. This one's only on.
Well, that means something different nowadays.
Lift.
So careful.
but I was looking. Look at this suite. It's on like 10 lists on people's lists, like Lady A and Cheryl and mine and MK Rock and Pretty Bird and Lulu Wild Dove. It's like, you know, you got everybody with this one.
They're all the way down at the bottom.
Of course she's there.
Oh, well. Okay.
Glad you pulled that one back out, Hattie.
Oh, front page two. 2,000. 2K. 2K. 2K.
2K. 2K. That's a good, it's an amazing one. It's got... It only has 98 likes. So like, wow, it's been on the front page. It's got a gold award. It's on a whole bunch of lists. I mean, wow. Talk about showing off. Didn't he say you were a show off, sweet? I think, you know, he wanted to make sure he showed off a little bit too, don't you? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So listen, you guys, here's where we're at. We're out of poems, and if each one of you would please click on Hatter's topic board, I've eliminated all the songs that we already read. I don't know how many more we can fit in, so right now while you guys each pick a song, I'm going to tell you that the next one that's popping up is Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show, and it's a song that appeared in the opening track of the eponymous album, released as a single in 69 and hit number 22 on the U.S. top solo charts. The song tells of Brother Love, an evangelist who travels from town to town preaching. In the middle of the song, Diamond gives a sermon in typical angelical style. And here we go with Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. And...
what's that list of songs?
On your topic board.
Topic board.
Okay.
August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town, and the
you could hear yourself sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
I had her. So the next song we're going to do is Forever in Blue Jeans. And he co-wrote this with his guitarist, Richard Bennett. The up-tempo track was released as a single by Columbia in February 79, having featured on Diamond's album, You Don't Bring Me Flowers, which was released the previous year. Diamond said about the song, "The simple things are really the important things." It peaked at number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 2 on the Easy Listening chart in March 79. And as I'm playing it, I think it's pretty profound that as I've been reading these off tonight, he has songs that have landed on a half a dozen different charts, like Easy Listening and Pop and Rock, and I mean...
Absolutely.
I have to, you know, it would be something I would have to look up, but I would wonder if how many other artists are on, because like I know Elvis is on a few different genres, but I've been staggered by the number of genres he's top charts on. But for my sweet, here we go.
Talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey is sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. You pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight by the fire all alone, you and I. Nothing me.
Can we take a request? Ooh, 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 ooh.
What?
Taking requests?
Well, yes, I am.
I've seen. Well,
I am.
I think there's a lot of them here. Cherry Cherry's a good one, if you know what I mean. Kentucky Woman, Shiloh. But,
okay, well, you have to take one until I can get him for Macy.
Okay, Solitary Man.
Okay. All right.
I was getting to it.
What happened is down on Solitary Man was written and composed by Neil Diamond, who himself initially recorded the song for Bang Records in late 1966. It has been since covered many times by an artist as Billy Joe Royal, B.J. Thomas, Jay and the Americans, T.J. Shepherd, Gianni Morandi, The Sidewinders, Chris Isaac, Johnny Cash, Johnny Rivers, him,
and Hatter.
Crooked Fingers, Cliff Richard, Olaf Arnold, Dennis Jordan, and Farhad Murad. It was recorded in 1966 and initially released and was Diamond's debut single as a recording artist, having already had moderate accidental success as a songwriter for other artists. Their version of the song had already been written and composed and were released before his version. And I will now push play. As soon as I find it. It's not that hard. Where is the... There is the S. Okay. Here we go.
One, two, three, four.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim, loving him. Then Stu came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, that I do. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl to stay, won't play games behind me, and I'll be what I am. Time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong.
I keep hoping to catch you singing, Hatter. Okay, the next song. Hatter, I got one from Sweet. You pick another one, and then we'll go out of here with Sweet Carolina.
Okay.
So this
okay.
next song is Love on the Rocks, and it was written by Neil Diamond and Gilbert Bécard.
It appeared in the 1980 movie The Jazz Singers, The Jazz Singer, and was performed by Diamond on his soundtrack album to the film. It was also released as a single and reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks in January 81, right behind John Lennon's smash hit, Just Like Starting Over. The song also made it to number 3 on the Billboard U.S. Adult Contemporary chart. It rated at number 26 pop single overall in 1981, and it performed less well in the UK, only reaching number 17, and it was covered by Gladys Knight on an album of great solo performances. Pretty cool. And here we go with Love on the Rock.
Love on the rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone, now all I want is a smile. You need, you can say what you want, not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rise.
Gorgeous song. Hatter, one more from you, please. Hatter?
Did we lose Hatter?
There you are.
Yes.
What song would you like to hear before we close out with
Shiloh?
Shiloh. Okay.
Yeah.
Shiloh. Shiloh is a compilation album of songs recorded by Neil Diamond, which was released in September 1970 by Bang Records. It became a hit and inspired the compilation of songs Diamond recorded for Bang in 66 and 67 before moving to Uni Records. It reached number 52 in the U.S. pop chart, and it was the best-selling of his Bang album, and that is Shiloh by Neil Diamond. Here we go.
Young child with dreams, dreaming each dream on your own. Children play,
I know when I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came and we played. Young girl with fire, something that she understood. I wanted to fly. She made me feel like I could. Held my hand out, I let her take me, blind as a child. Shiloh, you always came and you stayed.
Ouch.
Man, like I said, he's got so many songs that you forget that you know so many of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And the thing is, like,
had a dream and it filled me with wonder.
She
that was weird.
Anyway,
there's so many left that it could be another whole show and not do any repeats. But, Hatter, I must say that I intentionally saved this one to use as the last song of the night because of the accolades I'm about to mention. So before you do your closeout, let's say this. Sweet Caroline
is
a song he wrote.
Sure.
It was released in May 69. As a single with the title Sweet Caroline, Good Times Never Seem So Good. It was arranged by Charles Colello and recorded at American Sound Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. In 2007 interview, Diamond stated that the inspiration for the song was John F. Kennedy's daughter, Caroline, who was 11 years old at the time it was released. And then Diamond sang the song for her at her 50th birthday celebration in 2007. On December 21st, 2011, in an interview with the Early Show, Diamond said that a magazine cover photo of Caroline as a young child on a horse with her parents created an image in his mind, and the rest of the song came together about 5 years after seeing that picture. However, in 2014, Diamond said that the song was about his then-wife, Martha, but he needed a three-syllable name to fit the melody. The song had proven to be an enduring popular. And as of November 2014, it has sold 2 million digital downloads in the U.S. The song reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot Charts the week ending August 16, 1969, and was certified gold. And Sweet Caroline was also the first of 58 entries in the U.S. Easy Listening Charts, peaking at number 3. In autumn of 69, he performed it on several television shows and reached number 8 in the UK. In July 2021, Sweet Caroline re-entered the UK singles chart again 50 years after its first release, following its use in the England supporters during Euro 2020. It re-entered the chart at number 48 on the week, ending 15th of July, and a week later it rose to number 20. 50 years later, and I'd say you'd be hard-pressed to go to any sporting event, any wedding, and not hear this song and not have the young and the old knowing the lyrics and maybe even going, so good, in between. But here comes Sweet Caroline.
And what baseball team sings that?
All of them. It's not a. It's like in the seventh inning stretch for baseball, they'll play it. When it's in movies, you have it on your car radio in the spring, and people at the red light, start singing it too. It's just one of them songs that somehow has withstood 50 years and still going. So let's hear this, and then you can do your closeout, big bro. Here we go.
You can sing with me, guys.
That's not big. Now, there's a baseball team that's adopted it.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
I think it's a cub.
Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Yeah. Sort of American Canadian icon. Well, go ahead, Deb.
No, I was just going to say I did look it up in case you didn't hear me. About two decades ago, the song came to be associated with the Boston Red Sox. Legend has it that someone first played Sweet Caroline during a game at Fenway Park in 97 to celebrate the birth of a baby of that name. And Penn State's Beaver Stadium knows how to create a spectacle with the whiteout and singing Sweet Caroline. Why is that song a fixture on college football bucket list? Catching a game at Beaver Stadium during a whiteout has got to be pretty high. So apparently, as I said, there's quite a few sports venues tonight.
Yeah, it's one of those songs when there's an extra delay that you can start singing and people, I've heard of someone in the crowd starting it. Pretty sure to get the whole Coliseum. See, because everybody knows the words, right?
Right, right. So before you say goodbye, how about if we have our beautiful suite tell us what's happening tomorrow?
Hey, my beautiful sweets, what's happening? I'm muted.
You know what? I heard Amadeus call her. She must have had to go. So I will do the honors of saying that tomorrow we are going to celebrate our third year anniversary. 3 years,
Anniversary. Yeah. Bring your echoes.
So the board. I know, right? But the board, myself, my big brother Hatter, my sweet, and Mr. A.P. Taylor invite you to come and help us celebrate that three-year anniversary in style tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Be there or be square. And Hatter, close us out.
We forgot to, A.P. failed to ask what the next prompt was going to be for Hatterday Saturday. So I'm supposed to think it was, if I do, the letter.
Well, you know what happened? We did the makeup game for Tic Mac Toe, so instead we still have to do laughter and bug spray, and then you can make your choice and pick one for the following week, so you can start to think about it.
Yeah, bug spray and that's right. Okay, never mind then. Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for participating in the show that did. I'm going to get these. R.S. Reynolds. Gerald Green, thank you. Franco, thanks for writing. Super K and Steven, the Andorians, thank you guys. Sweet P, always love to say without you. And I missed somebody. Who am I missing, Deb?
Gerald, but I don't know what name you said, but it's R.S. Morris.
Oh, I am so bad.
I think you said a different last name.
Yeah, I did.
But it's all good.
Excuse me.
Me, you, and Sweet, and Neil Diamond.
Sweet. And Neil. I was going to thank him last. Thank you, Neil, for all the many years to bring back those. To me, it's home. My older sister played that all the time. We were entertaining then, but if you miss it. The guy can totally rock with his voice. Deb, thank you for everything.
You too, Hatter. It was a fun song with a fun show with great music, and it's always awesome to hang out with you. Well, I can't believe we'll be back in the for our 3-year anniversary. But,
three. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, I meant to say earlier when I was reading one of the songs, I'll have to figure out which one it is. I had read like 6 or 8 people that had covered the song, and one of them was Chris Isaak, and he's the one that sings that song, You Like Wicked Games.
Wicked Games.
I never knew that he covered a Neil Diamond song. Anyway, that's a side note. I would like to know from you, Mr. Big Brother, what song do you want to play to leave at the room? Like, I'll play it, and I'll push end.
How about Shine Down, Alice? Her name was Alice.
Oh, I was kind of talking about Neil Diamond, but okay, let me go find
that. Oh. Yeah. If it's Neil, let's go with I Am I Said Again.
You just want to hear the whole song. Okay, and I second that. Thank you, Mr. Neil Diamond, for all the amazing entertainment. And one of your own favorites, I Am I Said. Great show, Hatter. Thank you. Love and respect.
Ellie is fine. The sun shines most of the time. And the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back.
Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cry. I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. Leaving me lonely still. Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am upstairs to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I cried. I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am myself. I am, I cried.
I am.